Welcome to Health Professional Radio. I'm your host, Neil Howard. Thank you so much for joining us again. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with Dr. Young Chung, Chief Medical Officer at Scholar Rock, and also Mr. Tony Kingsley, CEO at Scholar Rock, joining us to talk about some positive results from the TOPAZ Phase 2 clinical trial evaluating SRK-015 in patients with type 2 and type 3 spinal muscular atrophy, or SMA. Welcome to the program, both Tony Kingsley and Dr. Young Chung. Thank you both for joining us today. Dr. Chung, as a chief medical officer there at Scholar Rock, give us a brief look into your professional background. And Tony, if you would do the same.
Sure, I could start. So very nice to meet with you today. My background, I trained as a physician scientist. Started out initially my career in academia before making the move to industry. Initially at Genzyme, where I was involved with various rare disease products on the medical affairs side, then made the move to a company, Dyax, working on developing a novel therapeutic for the treatment of hereditary angioma, and has joined Scholar Rock in the beginning of 2016, and been an exciting time at Scholar Rock.
And Tony, how did you come to be CEO at Scholar Rock?
Thanks, Neil. So I joined the company because of Grave Science, which I'll go back to quickly on my background. I've been in the life sciences industry for now a couple of decades in various leadership positions, often in late-stage drug development and commercialization, and much of that in biotech. The company, I joined the company because it has this distinctive scientific platform, which is a distinctive way of targeting growth factors. We'll talk about the utility of that in a minute, but the company's at an inflection point. Its TOPAZ trial was reading out. We think we have the potential to get into late-stage drug development and even commercialization. So it was very exciting for me, given my background, to join the company at this point.
Dr. Chung, what exactly is spinal muscular atrophy, or SMA, and what are the differences between type 2 and type 3?
Yeah, so spinal muscular atrophy, or SMA in short, is a devastating and debilitating illness. It's a genetic condition in which there's a deficiency of a gene known as SMN1. What happens with that deficiency is it leads to deterioration of motor neurons in your spinal cord, which in turn leads to significant wasting of one's muscle, and that leads to significant impairment on the ability to perform basic motor tasks, such as being able to walk, be able to sit up, as well as use of one's limbs. In a more severe form, type 1 SMA, or infantile onset, it is typically fatal without any therapeutic intervention. Type 2 and type 3 SMA are also quite devastating, debilitating. As with these conditions, patients are unable to walk and have challenges in being able to perform basic motor tasks. Type 3 SMA is subdivided into a non-ambulatory and ambulatory form. By definition, when you have a type 3 SMA, you're able to walk, but it's a matter of whether you're able to retain that ability or not, as many patients with type 3 SMA lose that ability over time. Now, the determination of the severity is affected by another gene known as SMN2, which can partially substitute for the SMN deficiency, but it's incomplete. And so depending on how much expression and levels of this SMN2 compensatory gene there are, that in turn can impact the severity of disease. There are other factors which are not as well understood, but certainly there's a spectrum of disease involved.
Tony, talk about some of the candidates that were selected.
We designed what was a somewhat complicated experiment because we wanted to look at the effectiveness of apitegromab in addition to SMN upregulators, which is a therapy many of these patients take, across some different age cohorts and different levels of severity. We wanted to see how the drug would work in patients who have, as Young describes, different levels of severity of the disease, and also who are in different age ranges. So we enrolled originally 58 patients in the trial. 57 completed the whole trial. All 57 have gone into what is now an extension study. Patients range from about as young as 2 years old when they initiated up to their late teens, their early 20s. So it's a pretty interesting mix of patients who suffer from this terrible disease.
Dr. Chung, how long was the TOPAZ phase 2 clinical trial?
So all patients were asked to were treated with our investigational molecule apitegromab for 12 months. And then following completion of the 12-month treatment period, patients had the option to continue being evaluated and treated with apitegromab in the extension phase.
Now, apitegromab is SRK-015, correct?
Yes. That's the other name for it.
Now, given the option to continue in trials, did 100% of the candidates opt to stay in? Tony mentioned that others had gone on. Was that a 100%?
Yeah, so there were 58 patients enrolled in the study. One patient had to discontinue early for reasons unrelated to study treatment. And then of the 57 patients who completed the 12-month treatment period, all 57 elected to opt in and continue treatment and investigation through the extension period.
What about some of the safety concerns during this trial?
Yes. So obviously, safety is a very important part of the investigation of any product candidate. And we were pleased by the safety results, at least as of the 12-month top-line analysis. We didn't observe any specific safety signals attributable to apitegromab based upon at least the top-line review. The nature and incidence and types of adverse events we observed were generally consistent with the underlying background of disease and the background SMN and upregulator therapies they were also receiving.
So what would you say would be the major takeaway based on the results of this trial?
Oh, we were excited about the results and the transformative potential that the results demonstrate for apitegromab for patients with SMA. We observed that that especially in the population with non-ambulatory SMA, that treatment with apitegromab over the 12-month period was associated with meaningful increases in motor function as measured by the Hammersmith scale endpoint. And so we're excited about the potential that these results represent and are looking forward to investigating whether or not our therapeutic hypothesis is true through our by moving forward to a phase 3 trial. Now, just as a moment, just to provide more context to the types of motor tasks that we investigated in this study. So our primary endpoint was an outcome measure known as the Hammersmith scale. What this does is evaluate 33 different motor task items that are basic tasks that have the potential for profound impact upon one's daily living. These are not motor tasks that an athlete can perform, but rather basic actions such as that a healthy young child can easily conduct, such as moving from a sitting to lying position, being able to sit up or stand unsupported, raising one's hand to head while sitting down, or going up and down four steps. And that's four steps, not four flights of stairs. Mm-hmm. And so when you think about it, you can think about it as the ability to bring your hands to your head might mean the difference between whether or not you can comb your hair. It could actually mean the difference between a caregiver having to go and turn a child multiple times a night to prevent potential bed sore formation and potentially allowing an uninterrupted night of sleep. So based upon that, we believe the Hammersmith scale measures tasks that are important and relevant to individuals living with SMA. And that's why we believe and are excited by the potential of the results we're seeing, where we're observing that patients were having increases in the scores on the Hammersmith scale. And so we're excited about getting this potential further through a phase 3 trial.
Tony, give our listeners a website where we can learn more about Scholar Rock and what you're doing there at the company.
It's straightforward, www.scholarrock.com. We have some fantastic material on the website for people and would love for people to visit. Thanks, Neil.
Well, I appreciate both of you joining us here on Health Professional Radio this morning, giving us this information about the TOPAZ Phase 2 clinical trial. Thank you both, and I'm hoping that we'll speak again as things progress.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Health Professional Radio. I'm your host, Neil Howard, in conversation with Dr. Young Chung, Chief Medical Officer at Scholar Rock, and Mr. Tony Kingsley, CEO at Scholar Rock. Audio copies of this program are available at hpr.fm and healthprofessionalradio.com.au. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, listen in, download at SoundCloud, and be sure and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/healthprofessionalradio.